Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to Grounded Roots with Sam Black. Sam is a certified psychic medium, wellness coach, and is the executive director of Grounded Roots Wellness Incorporated, and is your answer to finding wellness in every area of life.
Good afternoon, and welcome to Grounded Roots with Sam Black. I'm your host, Sam Black, and today is a gorgeous sunny day here in Niagara Falls, Ontario. And my special guest, Tony Mitchell, will be coming in live from the beach in sunny Florida. We're so excited to have you join us today. You know, today we're really going to be discussing how to really get unstuck, how to get motivated, and what are the key ingredients to help us get on our way. Our special guest, Tony Mitchell, is a coach, a motivational speaker, and is a creator of the online program M3. And you're going to learn all about that fabulous program and details about its launch this fall. So I'm so excited to share that with you. So Tony, in 2008 was one of the lowest points of his life. He found himself in a computer lab at Columbia College in Columbia, Missouri, studying real estate videos on YouTube. And just as it happens, when we have that huge life shift and we're not expecting it, all of a sudden, The Secret by Bob Proctor showed up on his screen. So I'm so excited to welcome Tony, and he can share with you his story, his journey, and how he's changing lives by sharing that story and his strategies with others. Tony, welcome to Grounded Roots.
Hi, Sam. I'm so excited to be on your radio show, and I appreciate the introduction. And I'm just excited. I hope that the listeners listening live and then anybody who listens to the replay, I hope they could just pick one idea from the show and apply it into their life and make a big change. Because a lot of times that's all it takes, is just implementing one new idea into your life that changes everything. So I'm excited to be here.
Absolutely. You're right. It's just that one little step. And what I find so amazing, as soon as we can implement that one little shift, all of a sudden the others just kind of dance along with it. And before we know it, we're achieving great things. So I can't wait for you to share your story and your journey with us, Tony.
Yes, I'm excited to share it.
Wonderful. So before we get started, why don't you tell us about your gorgeous view right now? Because you're actually at the beach in Florida.
Yes, I am at the beach, and I come here a lot. I live in Tampa, Florida, so we have beaches by the bay that are like 5 minutes from my house, and then we have other beaches like St. Pete Beach and Clearwater, which a lot of people, that's like a more touristy section, and they're just beautiful. And I come here, you know, because obviously you go to the beach and you could be stressed out, or you could have a lot of stuff going on in your life. But as soon as you put your feet on the sand and soak in the breeze, it's kind of like it clears your mind to where you could think, you know, you could think more efficiently.
Absolutely. I love that. And, you know, I often tell people, you know, find your special space outside, because when we're outside in nature and by water, we can, you know, really clear our heads much more clearly and just be more appreciative about the beauty that's all around us. So thank you for sharing that little visual with us today.
Oh, no problem.
Awesome. So, Tony, what can you tell us about M3, and how did you become inspired to do this?
Right. So it's actually a long story, so I'll give you a short version. Basically, M3, what it is, it's implementing music, movement, and mindset development into your everyday routine. And what this does, what it's done for me, specifically over the last 10 years, has helped me to gain control of my body, gain control, you know, not necessarily control my emotions, but center myself to where I could intelligently guide my emotions, if that makes sense. So the way that it started was when I was 6 years old, my older brother Mark, who was my inspiration growing up, he introduced me to basketball, and we started playing basketball every single day. And it totally took a hold of my entire life. And that's what we were consumed with all throughout elementary, middle, and high school, and till this day I play. And then in eighth grade, I started to get into pushing up, or doing push-ups, doing sit-ups, you know, workouts like that. And then in ninth grade, I started to get into weight training. And I was immersed into it in all throughout high school. And I started to realize how powerful it was to actually work out. And I started to realize the positive mental aspects of working out and playing basketball. And I started to become more aware of what it was doing to my body. So my first year of college, another shift happened in my life. I took my first semester of college, and I was introduced to Psychology 101. And immediately from day one in that class, I became obsessed with psychology, and it totally resonated with me to where I started to apply different concepts from what I was learning in that class and what I was learning in self-study outside the class. And it started to make an impact in my life. And then I naturally started to share that information with anybody who would listen. And a year later, another huge shift happened. And this was in 2008, like you mentioned in the intro. And I was at one of the lowest points in my life, and I was just stressed out. And I was going to college, and I was in Columbia, Missouri. And like you said in the intro, I found myself in a computer lab, and I was just studying real estate videos, and naturally motivational videos would pop up. So I would watch a couple of those. And that's when the Bob Proctor video popped up on the screen. And I watched that 9-minute video, and I could still, like, as I'm telling you this story now, I feel as if it just happened 2 minutes ago. I could just feel the presence. I was in that computer lab. There was probably about 60 other students inside the lab with me, and it was like everything slowed down. As soon as I watched that video at the end, I knew that my life would never be the same, and something happened inside of me that opened up a whole new awareness. So the year before, I was introduced to psychology, but the best way I could explain it was that was like surface level for me, and it was, you know, I was making changes with that, but then when I came across the law of attraction, it was like the truth of it, the truth that our energy and our thoughts attract to us our reality. And immediately I realized why I was in the situation I was in. So part of that situation was me and my high school sweetheart, we were together for about 3.5 years. We broke up. So, you know, I was very sad. She was in the same college town as me and, you know, going to different frat parties. And I was sitting there still trying to get over it. So that was part of the situation. And then there was other stuff going on, too, that, you know, I had a lot of anxiety and all of that. I was trying to figure out what I wanted to do with my life. And immediately I knew. So right after I watched that video, I immediately called Amy, who was my high school sweetheart, and I apologized to her. And I said, hey, look, I don't know how to explain this, but I'm taking full ownership of why this is the situation it is. And I just had a clarity. So that was back in 2008. Ever since that day, I've been obsessed with studying personal development, quantum physics, anything, different religions, anything that talks about the power of us and the power that we can create the life that we want to create with and through our energy as soon as we get our energy right. And that's pretty much how M3 came to be. That's the big part. And then, of course, naturally, I came across Dr. Emoto's water study, which opened my mind up even more, power of music. So in that study, I don't know if I'm sure a lot of the listeners, they've heard about that study, but if they haven't, that study simply showed how the frequency of music can shift water molecules. So a guy named Dr. Emoto, he basically took a picture with, I believe it was like a microscopic camera, to see the water molecules after playing Beethoven and Mozart and positive energy. And then he did the same thing with negative music at the same time. And what he found was the positive music, like Beethoven and Mozart, formed perfect snowflake-looking molecules in the water. So it just showed that the frequency of music actually shifts water molecules. And, of course, our bodies are 80-85% mostly water. the earth is mostly water. So basically, music has the power over atoms to shift and turn them positive, if that makes sense. So after reflecting on all this information and applying it into my life, so listening to music and working out, listening to motivational speakers and different content on the power of thought, M3 just formed in my head. It was about 2 years ago. I actually saw the logo M3 in my head, and it came as a sign of inspiration. Like, I felt goosebumps all over my body, and I knew that I had to share philosophy through M3 with the world, because I seen what applying it into my life did for my life, and I wanted to share that with as much people as I could.
I love that, Tony. I love that. You know, you've said so many enriching things just in that short monologue. I hope everyone is having their pens ready, but if not, you can get this episode on download for sure. And, you know, I just want to confirm that whole idea around music and the ability music has to shift things for us. And I've got a real life example of that. So, Tony, we have two float pods at our wellness center. And so one of the things that I did when we opened them was I created some music lists on iPod so that our floaters could listen to music. And it's so funny because the one song my son loves is the Lana Del Rey Summertime Sadness song. And she's such a beautiful, gifted singer. And I included that on the list. And it was so funny because my husband's like, you can't have that on there. And I said, but she's such a beautiful singer. Well, sure enough, I float every day. And I couldn't believe how quickly my mood would shift downward when it would come on. And so I did end up taking it off the playlist because, of course, we want everybody to feel enlightened when they come out of their pod experience. But I couldn't believe what a difference it was just in a week of listening to that song a couple of times in an hour while floating, how quickly my mood would go down. And I took it out, and sure enough, it stopped going down. So sorry, Lana Del Rey. It's a beautiful song, but definitely it's amazing how every word we use has a cognitive and emotional value. The music and the frequencies, they all have the power to lift us up and do incredible things.
Right, Sam, and I love that story, and that's amazing how you realize you're that aware that you realize the shift that the music played in your mood. And that's something that, you know, naturally when we talk about this with music, everybody intuitively for the most part understands this right away, because there's been times, I'm sure, with everybody who's listening and everybody in this world where they might have been feeling sad one day and they turned on a song that inspired them. I know I have that happen to me a lot. So it's more of like an intuitive thing to where you totally understand it. Yet, yes, music is powerful.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know working in child welfare, I always had my playlist on my work computer just to dance out the stress. You know, if I had had a long day and I needed to do some documents or whatever, I just close my office door and dance it out until I was feeling better.
Right.
It's amazing the power that music has for us. And one of the fun activities I often do with my coaching clients, Tony, is I ask them, what is the song that represents your life? And it's so amazing because people often don't think about that. They'll say, you know, this song I've carried with me forever. I you know, it's my song. And then we kind of go into how it makes them feel. So, Tony, if I were to ask you, what's the song of your life, what would you say it is?
I would say Simple Man by Shinedown. Actually, Lynyrd Skynyrd is the original, so I would say Lynyrd Skynyrd or Shinedown, but Simple Man.
Awesome. And how does it make you feel when you play it?
When I play it, it's just inspiring because there's so much truth in the words. And it's I feel like it just resonates with me because in all reality, I am a pretty simple person. Like, all I need is nature and, you know, and simple things in life. And it just, every word in the song kind of resonates with me. So the way it makes me feel is inspired. I just get this inspired feeling to keep on, you know, sharing more of myself with the world.
Absolutely. And, you know, you are really, really good at sharing with the world. I am daily impressed with your consistency in sharing your message and sharing the gifts that come to you with others every day, Tony. You really impress me that way.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Sam. It's more, it's like a thing that I can't control. We all have those inner compulsions that kind of drive us, and that's kind of how I've been since I can remember, really. Even at 6, 7 years old, when I was working out or when I was playing basketball, I would be doing basketball drills with my friends, and they would, you know, a lot of times I remember them being upset, like, we got to do more drills, and I was like the coach, and it was just like an instinct in me. And over the, you know, over my life, the more valuable information that I come across, it's like the more valuable the information is, the more of the impulse for me to share it. So it's kind of been an impulse of mine since I can remember to share valuable information, or what I see as valuable information.
I love that. And you know what? The reality is we're all sharing information every day through our habits, through our repetitive motions, the topics we talk about, the energy we bring forward. And so I love how you're cognizant of what that energy is all about and what you're considering valuable before you share it. Because sometimes people really get stuck and they don't think about, how is this information able to shift my life or someone else's? But you certainly have a very clear message when you're sharing information. I love that.
Thank you, Sam.
Awesome. So, Tony, can you tell us a little bit about some of your main inspirations? Because I know you do follow quite a few thought leaders. I know that you're always open to sharing them, but who would you say are your top three inspirations?
My top three, which is ironically Dr. Wayne Dyer, and I didn't hear about him until he would be my number one. So Dr. Wayne Dyer is number one. I feel very connected with Dr. Wayne Dyer, and I have since I've came across his information. And the interesting thing is I came across Dr. Wayne Dyer in December 2010. And the reason why I remember that is because that's whenever me and Lindsay, that's our whole story with me and Lindsay, how we end up, you know, coming together and marrying each other. Well, in December 2010 is when she called me on the phone, and it's a crazy story, but we both knew that we had to be together. And that was like the biggest shift of my life so far, is in December 2010. And ironically, Lindsay introduced me to Dr. Wayne Dyer and his movie called The Shift. So I read his book, The Shift, and then I watched the movie. And as I was watching it, I realized that I was going through the biggest shift of my life at the time. And for anybody who's unaware of Dr. Wayne Dyer and The Shift, a shift is something simple as a day in your life or an event in your life that totally shifts the direction of where you're going in your life. So back in December 2010, that's exactly what happened. And I came across Dr. Wayne Dyer. But I would have to say Bob Proctor as well. Bob Proctor has had a huge influence on my life, even though I've never met him yet. But just watching his videos and reading his books and, you know, his information is just so valuable to me, and it's me applying it into my life. So I'd say Dr. Wayne Dyer, Bob Proctor, and then number three, I would have to say Dr. Bruce Lipton, because when I read his book, The Biology of Belief, it's a very detailed book, and it's a book that, you know, some books are written simply, but The Biology of Belief, if the listeners have not read that book yet, it's pretty – there's a lot of scientific words in there, so I was doing a lot of Googling and figuring out what these words mean. But the overall message of the book talks about how cells – so it talks about cells, because he was, I believe, a rocket scientist. So he studied things on a cellular level, and what he found out about cells was if you have a dysfunctional cell and then you put it in – an optimal environment, meaning an environment that will help it thrive, that will give it nutrients, you know, everything that it needs, it will rejuvenate. And he connected that to our lives, because of course we're human beings and we're made up of trillions and trillions of cells. So he talks about how it's so important to put ourselves in environments, meaning around people, nature. It doesn't matter what it is. Everything in life is part of the environment. So to put yourself in places that inspire you, that give you good energy and make you feel rejuvenated when you leave. For example, like the beach. That's why I love going to the beach, because every single time I go to the beach, I leave rejuvenated and with higher energy. So Dr. Wayne Dyer, Bob Proctor, and Bruce Lipton, they were probably the top three impacts so far in my life.
That's awesome. And you know what? I have to say, I totally agree with your list. And we have a couple of cool similarities here. So with Dr. Wayne Dyer, what's so neat is two days before I met your beautiful wife, Lindsay, who I absolutely adore, our listeners know that, I actually saw Dr. Dyer at the I Can Do It conference in Pasadena. So Lindsay and I had gone to LA to do our Lisa Williams certification, and we were all sitting around in a group, and Lindsay said to me, so what was the most magical thing that happened to you this weekend? And I told her about listening to Dr. Dyer. And right away, her face just lit up, and she's like, I love him. So we actually talked about the shift in particular, because for me, that was my first introduction to him as well. And it had happened earlier that year. I was still in a pretty angry phase of recovery after the accident that I was in. And I watched that movie, and it literally changed my perspective overnight. I had, just been told probably a week before that or something that I needed to work on forgiveness in order to heal. And I can remember feeling so stuck. And I saw that movie, Hay House had been playing it for their online summit. And it absolutely changed my whole perspective on what was going on. So I love that, you know, you and Lindsay have that connection. And that was actually one of our very first conversations.
That is amazing. I love that story. I didn't know about that. She's never told me about that, but that's interesting how that's how you came across Wayne Dyer, too, is through the shift. So you watched the movie first, or did you read the book?
I watched the movie first. And one of the interesting things with the brain injury that I got from the accident I was in is I really struggled, and still do a lot of days, struggle with reading. And I had been an avid reader and academic prior to that accident, but writing I could do no problem, but reading, all the words would jumble together. I had a really difficult time with it. So I was really loving that online summit because I could just lay there and listen and absorb all the wonderful interviews and information. And then that movie as well was wonderful. So I did. I got the movie first, and it was just very impactful. I mean, it's a low-budget movie. It's not anything, you know, shiny or anything, but the messages are just incredible.
Right. There's so much valuable content inside there, and it's not only what Dr. Wayne Dyer says in there and what the movie shows, but it's like the feeling, too. It, like, creates that deeper awareness just by watching it and feeling the energy of that movie. I could just feel the inner awareness shifting and becoming more aware of what we truly are here. So that's an amazing movie. I can see why that has had such an impact in your life as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And then with Bruce Lipton, are you aware of Psych K?
Aware of what?
Psych K.
I don't think so, if I heard you right. Did you say MK?
Psych K. So you're going to have to check it out. I'll send you the link. But essentially, Psych K is a process that was developed by Rob Williams, who's good friends with Bruce Lipton. And Bruce Lipton totally supported this process for shifting mindset. And it is really, really cool. And so we actually have one of his trainers, Karen McKay. She's coming to Niagara Falls to do that training in July. But I love it because, you know, I had also read The Biology of Belief years ago. And then as soon as I came across this process, I said, I don't remember that. But then looking through again, Bruce Lipton comments about Psych K and that process frequently in a lot of his talks and books. So it's really, really cool.
Yeah, that sounds interesting. Definitely send me that link, and I'll take a look at it.
Yeah, it's really neat. But definitely that whole ability we have to change our world, I think that's just amazing. And a lot of people don't realize. We feel stuck in our circumstances or stuck in our mindset. But, you know, there definitely are ways to shift that. So, Tony, what would you say are some key ways that people can shift their mindset?
Okay, so I would say the easiest one for me, and I think would be for everybody because it's so physical, is actually the movement part of M3, is to get moving. Because so about 2 or 3 years ago, this guy named Elliot Hulse he's a YouTube star, and he teaches a lot about weight training and mindset development. He said one thing that it was kind of like what happened back in 08 with Bob Proctor, to where when I heard it, everything slowed down and I had made another connection. And he said, your mind is really your body. And I was aware of the idea of that, but it was one of those times where you hear it in the right way, the right moment, and it totally sinks into your body to where you're aware of it in your body as well as just intellectually. But he said, your mind is really your body. So I would say, if somebody wants to shift their energy or to shift their mindset, the fastest and quickest way to do it, in my opinion, is to get moving. And that doesn't matter if it's walking. It doesn't matter what it is. As long as you're moving your body, you could be playing sports. You could do yoga. I always suggest to people to keep trying different movements. And, of course, you know, don't push yourself too hard to where you injure yourself, but kind of ease your way into it. And if you simply have to just start with walking, do that, because once we move our body, our emotions start to flow through our body as well, and it helps you to start to center yourself. And I believe that that's the key in shifting your mindset, is getting centered within, which is intangible and it's kind of hard to describe all the way, but as soon as you center yourself within, and we all know how it feels to feel centered, we feel more at peace. Our thoughts flow a little bit more effortlessly. Everything feels lighter. Your body feels light. So I would say to get moving. And then another key aspect of it is because, like you brought up earlier, where people feeling like they're stuck, and, you know, like I felt before I came across all this valuable information, I was always motivated and I was always, you know, wanting to be successful. But, you know, success in my eyes back in middle school and high school, I always thought of money. You know, that's someone who's successful. And my definition of success is a little different now. It's more about expressing fully who you are and being peaceful and, you know, giving value to the world. And I think it's overall with your relationships and everything. But where I was getting with that is another part of it is we all have limiting beliefs. And they could be beliefs about money. They could be limiting beliefs about, you know, our bodies, about the world, about men or females. For example, you know, there's some men out there, and I've heard them. I've heard some of my friends say this, that believe that there's not a an honest female out there for them, and they have this belief. Because of a lot of times it's their programming. They must have seen a woman, you know, cheat on somebody or not be honest with somebody. But that's just one example. There's so many of them. And so where I was getting at was to implement mindset development into your life. And what that means to me is simply studying people, studying information teaches us how to think more efficiently, so we have our thinking ability, right? Everybody can think. So we want to learn how to use our thoughts to the best of the advantage for us and for the world. So I believe mindset development does that for us. So after hearing a message over and over, for example, like Bob Proctor, I have some videos that I've seen of his that I've probably watched, I don't know, maybe 1,000 times. But I have a lot of videos like that because it's like a reminder to keep my focus in a positive manner, and that's part of the shift as well. So if you implement the movement and you get your body certainty, and then you start to think, you know, focus in an efficient manner, and you put those two together, it's a winning combination, I believe, to center yourself, to get in that peaceful state to where you already know all of the answers. You already know everything you need to know because you're tuned into yourself. And that goes back to that old saying, know thyself, you know, as soon as you master yourself and know yourself, and everything else kind of falls into place. So I like to tell people, don't be too attached to any certain religion or like idea or anything like that. I look at it all. A lot of it has all good intentions. So a lot of the motivational speakers and teachers out there, they're put in place to our center, and then we can find all the answers there, if that makes sense. So I would say movement and mindset development are big pieces that can help shift somebody's mind state.
That's fantastic. And, you know, I love that you mentioned the movement first, because a lot of the clients that I work with, some are struggling with depression, anxiety. You know, I know a lot of my husband's clients have weight loss issues and mobility concerns, and that's the go-to for him. He's always like, okay, first step number one is we're going to remove some sugar, and step number two is we're going to get you moving, whatever that movement looks like for you. And it's so true that when we can actually step out and do something that is movement, it reminds our body that it's here for a function. And unfortunately, a lot of times when people are struggling with different mental health issues or depression, they really isolate themselves. They retreat back. And we see this in grieving as well. But when we can actually get moving again and remind our body that it's here for movement and to carry us, it really ignites that inspiration in our mind to start doing things that we love to do again.
Absolutely. And it's pretty simple to do, because it's tangible and we can just go and move our body. So it's kind of, it's simple to do, but I totally understand why some people feel stuck. And some people, you know, you could tell them like, hey, movement will really help you out a lot. And not everybody's going to apply it immediately because they feel stuck. So I totally understand that, because, you know, like I said, working out and moving has been a big part of my life since I can remember. I mean, even before I started playing basketball, I was always a hyper kid and, you know, always moving around. And but still, till this day, if I take off for a week, oh my goodness, the next week when I try to go back, it's a struggle, you know, because I lost my momentum, and it feels like, you know, it's more of a struggle for me to go work out, even though I get the process of it, so I go through it anyway. So if I do take off a week, it's easy for me because I understand that as long as I plug away, I will get that momentum, which is another key to understand too, is a lot, everything in life really is all about that momentum. So that's why, you know, if you're working with somebody and, you know, they're at the lowest of places, you might want to just start off with having them doing something simple like moving, like you said. And I think that's amazing that you do that, because what that will start to do is, even if it's 30 minutes a day, 3 days a week, doesn't sound like a lot, but if they continue to do that for a month and 6 months and a year, they'll start to create momentum by applying a simple habit into their weekly routine, and then you can build off of that.
Absolutely. And the one thing I love to watch is, and we all know people like this in our world, who movement is not a part of their regular regime. And then all of a sudden something happens, whether that be New Year's Eve or, you know, a family member passing away too young or something, and all of a sudden they're inspired, I need to become healthy. And they start eating better and they start moving and they become so much happier that that's all they even talk about. I had a great session at the gym today. I had a beautiful walk today. I got to see some gorgeous birds when I was out on my run this morning. You know, and it's so amazing to watch that little shift, but it's so interesting to watch either a holiday will pop up or a busy shift at work or something like that, and all of a sudden the momentum's gone. So if you're listening and you're like, oh my gosh, Sam, I'm totally guilty of that, it's totally okay, because you can just start back up again, get that momentum going again. You know, clocks stop all the time. All we have to do is pick up that pendulum and let it swing, and it's going to start kicking up and going again, and our bodies do the same thing.
Absolutely, and that's a common pattern, what you said. Like you said, it's most people, this is one of the areas that, you know, is a struggle for them, is the movement part. Absolutely. I mean, you could, as soon as you stop, you could easily, once again, and having that understanding to that you can create momentum again, that's powerful right there. That's a powerful aspect of it right there, because then you know all that you need to do to create that momentum. And you mentioned that a lot of times people will start working out because of, you know, somebody passing away that was close to them or some kind of shift like that happening in their life. And that made me think of how people do, you know, people's habits every day, they do them because they have reasons why they do them. So when that happens, that gives somebody a powerful enough reason to start taking action, because they might have somebody close to them pass away that maybe passed away due to health reasons or due to something like that that motivated them to start getting healthier. And I'm sure there's other people out there to where maybe they had health issues and that motivated them. But once again, it's a reason. So that's why, so for example, I said that I worked out throughout my whole life, but I used to work out like in high school because I was, one of my main reasons was I wanted to look buff, you know, I wanted to get muscular. That was like one of my main reasons. And I also realized the positive mental aspects of it, which that was a reason, but I would say the looks and the shallow, you know, the shallow part, that was like the main reason back then. But as I became aware of even more reasons why I should keep moving my body, like the mental aspect of it. So once I start to become more aware of that through studying mindset development and all that and realizing the power of that, I started to be more conscious of keeping my momentum to move because of that fact, because I had more reasons to do so. So I look at reasons like legs to a table. So the more reasons why you have to do something, the more likely you are to keep doing it. So if anybody's struggling out there with implementing movement into their, I would say to them, a simple activity to do is right now they can do it, or maybe when they get off this call, write down as many reasons why you want to work out, or why you know, working out sounds like a boring word sometimes, but why you want to get moving. So, for example, some of the reasons could be I want to work out weekly, that way I have more energy to play with my nephews or my kids. I want to work out and implement movement because I want to improve my health and feel good, that way I could be a better parent. But everybody's reasons are going to be different. So I would say to get a sheet of paper, and maybe for 2 minutes straight or 5 minutes straight or however long they need to write down as many reasons why it would benefit them to implement movement into their weekly routine.
Absolutely. I love that. And, you know, it's so important, too, to be cognizant of what is it that we're moving towards? What is it that we really want? Because that is even much more motivating than what are we running away from. So I see this a lot with especially our weight loss clients will come in and say, you know, I want to lose 20 pounds. I want to lose 40 pounds. I want to get away from this. And I'll say, that's awesome. But what do you want instead? So let's move to that place of success and that place of openness of what you have the capacity to have instead of what you don't want, and move towards that. And it's so powerful. You can see just the light in their eyes totally change when we start using language that moves us towards our goals.
Absolutely. And that goes with the power of focus right there. Wherever you focus, that's usually where you end up going. Kind of like if you're riding a bike and, you know, when you're riding a pedal bike or a motorcycle, you have to focus on where you want it. You really got to focus on where you're going. So that totally makes sense, Sam, that once you start to speak in the direction of where you intend on going, it's much easier to gain that momentum and to gain that inspiration to actually start acting.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So, Tony, one of the other things that we have in common is our morning smoothies. And I love when you post your pictures about what you're throwing in there. So for our listeners who are looking for a way to get motivated in the morning and wake up and ignite their taste buds, what is your go-to smoothie in the morning?
My go-to smoothie, usually, it might not sound very good to a lot of people. So, like, I make smoothies for Lindsay, too, and she wants a different kind of smoothie than me because mine, I kind of have a lot of stuff in here. And my go-to smoothie is banana, avocado, chai seed, cacao powder, maybe some blueberries if I have blueberries at home or blackberries, a little bit of cinnamon, and honey. And that's usually what I go to. And I do it for a reason, because how it makes me feel. So the avocado in there, I could have a smoothie with an avocado in it and all what I just said, and I'll have like this intense energy that's like a relaxed but intense energy, if that makes sense. So it's not like, you know, drinking 3 cups of coffee and I'm hyper. It's more of like a more centered energy. And a lot of that has to do with, of course, all the nutrients in there. But the avocado is so powerful with hunger and giving you excellent energy, an excellent energy source to keep going. Because, you know, over these last 3 years, I was a teacher in special education, and I needed my energy. You know, I needed my energy to be on point, because a lot of the students I was working with, if you weren't on point and you weren't focused, they will light you up, and they will, you know, they could sense, you know, they could sense anytime you're off, they'll start to mail at it. But that's one of my go-to smoothies right there.
Awesome. So Tony, we've only got a few minutes left, and I know that you have so much more to share. And the best way for people to learn all about your strategies really is to find out more about M3. So can you tell us a little bit about your launch, how people can get on a wait list so that they can be the first to benefit from this amazing program?
Right. So right now, today, the best way to stay in touch with me is through my Facebook. So I do a lot of my stuff on Facebook right there, and I'm actually creating a wait list and my website and all that. So that'll be updated, but I will put those updates on Facebook. So anybody listening that is mutual friends with you, Sam, they could find me through your friends list. So just go ahead and go to Tony Mitchell. And my launch for M3, it will be launching in September of this year. So that's when I'll do my first launch for M3. And I will update everybody on the wait list through my Facebook page. And they can also, on my Facebook page, they, like you said, I post, you know, weekly and almost daily, but some days, you know, I get busy doing other things. But most of the time, I post a lot of this information that we talked about on this call. I'll post that through my Facebook. I'll do videos and anything that I'm reflecting on, just to try to share value with people. And like I said at the beginning, hoping that they could take at least one idea and apply it into their life and make, you know, huge changes.
That's fantastic. And, you know, I'm sure that everyone listening can take at least one strategy you heard today. And, you know, Tony and I would love to know what that one strategy was. So, you know, feel free to connect with us on our Facebook pages and say, hey, you know, I was listening to the show and my one strategy was this. And, you know, we'll cheer you on. I think it's fantastic. And so, Tony, one last thing. So I'm just curious. Do you and Lindsay have anything coming up that you guys will be working together on?
Yeah, I mean, nothing specifically just yet. We have a lot of things going on, and Lindsay's actually in the middle of launching a new course right now too, but we have a lot of ideas written down. But basically, we're working together right now. I'm helping her with her business. She's helping me with mine. But we are creating things, and I will keep people updated on Facebook as soon as we start to plan these out. So for one example is we plan on doing a retreat together in the future, but we don't have the date for that yet. That's just an idea that it's going to happen eventually, but, you know, there's other things in the mix right now that we're working on doing. So
absolutely, and definitely you two are a dynamic duo. You really are the whole package, and I know the world of self-help and intuition is certainly going to see so much more from the two of you together going forward. Tony, thank you so much for being my special guest today. I am cheering you on from Canada. I can't wait to watch M3 launch and share it with everyone. And so thank you for coming on today.
Hey, Sam, thank you. I enjoyed it, and I really appreciate you having me on your show.
Oh, you're so welcome. Please. please give Lindsay a huge hug for me. And I'll talk to you guys soon. And for all of our listeners, thank you so much for joining us today. I hope that you are finding little ways to ignite movement, mindset, and music into your world. Definitely follow Tony, see what he's up to. He shares so much valuable information. And if you're wanting to connect with me, you can do so on my two Facebook pages, Sam Black, Certified Psychic Medium and Wellness Coach, or on my Grounded Roots Wellness Inc. page. So those two pages I'm fairly active on, and you can always find me at www.groundedrootswellness.ca. I am sending you all so much love, so much healing, and motivation for you to find in your world what will make your heart sing. Have a great day.